On Tuesday, the ruling party in South Africa voted to keep President Jacob Zuma as the head of the African National Congress. This means he will be their candidate in the next elections, almost guaranteeing he will win a second five-year term. Zuma overwhelmingly defeated his only challenger, Deputy President Kgalema Molanthe. Gunther Zimmermacher is the editor of the Southern Cross, South Africa's largest Catholic newspaper. He spoke to Charles Collins about the state of democracy in the country.
For the ANC itself, returning Zuma is not necessarily a vote of confidence in what Mr. Zuma has or has not accomplished over the last 5 years as ANC president, but would seem to me a vote for stability, as well as a vote against certain ANC leaders who aligned themselves with the anti-Zuma faction. Specifically, I would presume the expelled ANC Youth League leader, Julius Malema.
Of course, I mean, when the previous president, Mbeki, lost at the ANC conference, he was forced to resign the presidency. Does it speak well of South Africa's democracy that the ANC has such political power that losing a party vote would make you lose a political office that was elected by the people?
Well, we might very well have the same situation again, because the current deputy president, Kgalema Motlanthe, talk is already that he is going to be, at some point, dismissed from the deputy presidency before the next election takes place. There are some people who are arguing that this should not happen exactly for the reasons that you mentioned, that it is not something that reflects well on South Africa's democracy. How exactly the ANC and the Zuma faction is going to handle that, very difficult to say.